Hisachiva mina tshuva, when a person procrastinates in doing tshuva, you have a nosav yeshanim. His sins become old and stale. V'yishkach yigonim. And the person will forget the sorrow and distress associated with chet. V'lo yidag lohem kasha v'atchila. Ben Yoni here is applying a very, very fundamental principle in terms of in the realm of human experience. There are lots of experiences that we have which are incredibly powerful at the time. They're very intense experiences. And at the time, the experience is so gripping. And the message, as it were, or the implications of the experience are so resoundingly clear that a person can't imagine ever losing that clarity. And yet, the reality is that even these type of experiences again, that in the moment were so powerful, they also wane. And as the experience wanes, its effect upon us weakens and diminishes. And the only way for a person to capitalize upon an experience is to act on it immediately, to act on it while the person is still feeling that immediate aftermath of the experience. And thus we find that the Shemi Shmuel says, he explains, Chazal Rashi quotes, explain the smichus ha-parshios between Parshas Nozir and Parshas Sota, that haroas sota b'kilkula yazir asma minayayim. As a type of typology, Chazal are assuming that the Isha Sota became uninhibited and engaged in chait because she was intoxicated. So one who sees the Sota b'kilkula, one who sees the degradation of the Sota and sees just how dangerous the effects of alcohol are, who sees just how dangerous intoxication is, Yazir Atzman Yayin, that person should be inspired to accept upon himself a Nedar Naziris. So the Shem Yishmael asks, Adrabba, you would have thought someone who's never seen the Sota B'Kilkula, so that person is unaware of the dangers of drink, he needs a Nedar Naziris. But the person who has witness the Sota V'Kilkula, so he can be guided by that memory, by that experience. And the Shem Yishmael answers again, it's the same Yisod as this from any Yonah. Shem Yishmael answers and says, no, Yod the Torah, the Sof Daito Shel Adam. The Torah, again, via Chazal, is teaching us this fundamental principle of human psychology that regardless of how powerful and compelling an experience is, it's going to wane and therefore its effect will weaken. The only way for a person to hold on to that experience and its lessons is at the moment to consolidate it by translating it into a concrete Kabbalah. Okay, the takeaway from the Shem Yishmor is not literally that we should become Nazirim. That's not the takeaway from the Shem Yishmor. But short of literally becoming a Nazir, the Yisod is so important. And basically what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is the same application. It's the same Yisod. With a different application. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying when a person is chote, so a person experiences the failure of chet, a person experiences the tumah of chet, a person experiences the sense of inconsistency of chet, and those are all experiences which create anguish within a person. But that anguish, as powerful as it is at the time, will also wane, because that's the Teva Ha'odam that, again, experiences wane. If the person does tshuva right away, so then the tshuva will be a deep and appropriate tshuva, because it will be fueled by that yogon, it will be fueled by that anguish. But if the person doesn't cash in, as it were, he doesn't capitalize, and he postpones the tshuva, at that point, the whole experience, the memory of the experience is much weaker, and the tshuva will be commensurately weaker. Hashminas Os Lamed Gimel. Bivol b'yamim, as a person ages, v'avam zakin b'yamim. When a person ages, when a person gets older, v'yachlash koach hayetzer, the body, as a person gets older, so the body gets weaker. As a person's body gets weaker, so too the physical urges and temptations, they don't go away, but they get weaker. They're not the same as they are when a person is younger. Tshuva is still possible. Tshuva is always possible. Tshuva is possible beyond Melsa. But the ideal tshuva, the optimal tshuva, the tshuva ma'ula, as the Rambam describes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, is when a person's at that same stage of life, the same age and stage of life. It's less impressive when a ganav hits retirement age anyway, that he decides that he's going to give up robbing banks. It's obviously much more meaningful and much more impressive if he adopts that course of action when before he hits retirement age. Hachiyas bimea zikna. When a person is a zakein, beheda koch ha'argoshos, as a person's energy diminishes, einenu otzer koch l'chadish mesilas b'lavavel, v'larach machshavos l'hilachim behen b'yitzro, again, all these are impediments. Nothing is making it impossible. But another impediment is, Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know, to do tshuva requires effort. Tikkun amidos, to change, to correct Amida is something which requires considerable effort. It requires exertion. the older a person gets, the more difficult it is to muster the strength and energy. There's a correlation between mental strength and physical strength. The older a person gets, the more difficult it is to muster that energy necessary for the Melchamas HaYetzer, for the Tikkun HaMidos. Kemo shenema zchoz bar echa bimei b'chur asecha, ada shela yavol yemei hara'a, v'higiru shana mesher tome ein li bahem chayfetz. Alkein roi la'odam la'hochesh miflat la'nafsho, a person should act quickly in finding refuge for his nefesh. I acted quickly with zrizus. I didn't procrastinate. Lishma mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. So Blina de Mitzvah Shem, we'll resume around 12:45. Okay, I have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, and Mitzvah Shem.